Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello, I'm Tim Dumas, and welcome. This is the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. I'm glad that you're here. We are believing God is who He says He is. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, He revealed Himself as the Lord our healer. So that's what we believe, and we will continue to look at verses. We will continue to look at the scriptures that confirm who God said He is. So today, I want to look at Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, 25, and God says this, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Amen. Let's hear that again. "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." This is who God is saying He is. He said in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, that He's the Lord who heals. In Exodus 23, 25, He says, "I take away sickness. I take away sickness." That's what God is saying of Himself. Isn't this a wonderful verse? Isn't this a verse that just makes you excited, knowing that our God said if we will serve Him, that He will bless our bread and our water. He will bless it and take away sickness from us. These are not just words. They are the words of God. It's His promises. If only we will believe this and stand firm in faith for what God had promised, then we can move forward in God's will for our life. If anyone ever doubts God's desire for His children to walk in health, then this verse here should remove it. It's very clear. God is saying, if you serve Me, I will bless your bread, bless your water. Of course, it means your food and your drink. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Healing is good, but health is better. Here we see that sickness is plain just taken away. I believe this is God's will for us as His children. In this new and better covenant we have in the New Testament, in the covenant of grace, based on promises that God has given us, God says, "Serve Me, I'll bless your bread, I'll bless your water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you." I want to share with you another translation. The New Living Translation says, "I will bless you with food and water, and I will protect you from illness." So God is not only saying that He will bless our food and our water, which to me, it usually means to me that He will cause the food not to have any poison, any sickness, any bacteria that's not good for me. He will cause anything that's not, that is in the food that's not good for me, He will cause it to go away. But we also see that He will bless us with food. We'll have the food we'll need. We'll have the water that we need to drink. We'll have the food and it'll be blessed. Amen. We serve a good God. He says, "I will protect you from illness." He will protect us from illness. We need to just believe what God said. We need to receive it in our hearts, believe it's true, and we need to confess it with our mouth and give Him thanksgiving for it. We just say, "God, thank you. Thank you for protecting me from illness. Thank you for keeping sickness away from me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my food. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my drink. Lord, thank you for doing this." Let me share with you as well Isaiah 53, verse 4. Isaiah 53, verse 4. From the Amplified Bible, it says, "Surely He has borne our griefs and sicknesses, weakness and distresses." That's what the word translated as grief is also translated as. Sickness, weakness, and distresses. He has borne those things. The redemptive work of Jesus Christ, He took our sin, but He also took our sickness and our disease. God took these things He put him on Christ as a substitute for our sin. He bore it so we don't have to. And the sickness that came into the world as a result of sin, Jesus took the penalty of it. And now we, according to Scripture, can walk in health. Even though we live in a world where there is sickness and disease, we can walk in health. That's God's will for our life because He's the Lord who heals. Jesus took our sickness and our disease. And God said, if we will serve Him, then He will bless our bread, bless our water, and take sickness away from us. Take it away. We serve a good God, and we want to know Him for who He is. And what we focus here on this podcast is knowing Him as our healer. We want to know Him for who He says He is. We want to know Him as our healer. This is who He says He is. The Lord our healer, Exodus 15, verse 26. This is who we confess Him to be in our own lives. We also confess that Exodus 23, verse 25 is true, that we will serve Him and He'll bless our food, bless our drink, and take sickness away from us. So we look to the Word to see what to believe. We look to the Word to see what to confess with our own mouths and what to expect to come to pass in our life. We want to know the truth of God and walk in the truth of God about who He is and what He has done for us through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. So thank you for joining me for this episode. Keep in mind, keep in your heart that God is your healer and just thank Him for it. Every time you think about it, just thank Him for it. Say, God, thank you for being my healer. Thank you for being my healer. Thank you for blessing my food. Thank you for blessing my water. Thank you, Lord, for taking sickness away from me. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me today. I do hope it's been a blessing. Our website is hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.